look what you done to me. I'm utterly at your whim. All of my defenses down. Your camera looks through me with its x-ray vision, and all systems run aground.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Monday. This is DJ Catanova, and you are now tuned in to Alley Cat Radio. And not only is it just a Monday, but it is November 11th, and that is also Veterans Day. And I myself, am a veteran. So happy Veterans Day to all my fellow brothers and sisters here that served, that are currently serving overseas or here, wherever you are. Happy Veterans Day to you. You made the call to service, and we thank you. Your country thanks you. I've been in the Army for the past 12 years, 4 deployments under my belt. So I'm a seasoned veteran, I would like to say. And I still got about 8 more years left because I'm past the hump of the 10-year mark, so I might as well stay in for the whole 20 and get that, get all of the benefits. So that's what I'm going to do with my life. So if you're a veteran or if you know a veteran, make sure you stop and say thank you for your service. Give them a handshake, give them a hug, and tell them that you appreciate them. So today, I have a special show for you. I'm going to have a guest in the studio today. They're not here right now, but they will be very shortly. So until they arrive, I'm going to play some good tunes for you. So this playlist that I'm playing for you guys, you can find it on Spotify, on Apple Music, or my YouTube channel. It's called Heavy Rotation. And yeah, so it's a blend of all of the songs that actually got me into the type of music that I'm listening to now. So the reason why I'm essentially sitting here with you, being a DJ who plays indie, alternative, bedroom pop, dream pop kind of music, is because of this playlist. I used to work at Levi's. Oh, I still work at Levi's. I just came from work. But I worked at Levi's in New York 5 years ago now, and it's so crazy how time flies. Military, 12 years. Levi's, 5 years ago. Anyway, and while I was working at Levi's, these are the songs that would always play. And shout out to my coworkers for listening. They said that they were tuning in right now. So if they're listening upstairs in a sewing room, I'm pretty sure that's not the exact name for it. But thank you for listening. But yeah, so when I worked at Levi's in New York, this was the playlist that would play all the time. And I would be like, oh my God, like these songs would put me in a good mood when I'd be on the floor selling. And I would keep my phone on me secretly. And I would Shazam all of them. And I would go listen to them later. And then I was like, oh. I actually really like these songs. So like people like the Smiths, even though, you know, Smiths was already old at that time, I had never listened to the Smiths because I was mainly listening to like rap and R&B. So because of Levi's playlist, I got introduced to the Smiths. I got introduced to TV Girl, to Mac DeMarco, to Thundercat. Who else? Chastity Belt. It's so many. The list goes on, like Future Islands, Gap Dream, all of these people. And because of them, I am here right now. So here are some more tracks from my Levi's playlist, essentially. And I actually just came back from seeing Paul Cherry, Pink Sock, and then I went to Tropicalia. So I got to interview Pink Sock, and then I got some station IDs from Paul Cherry and Pink Sock. And I actually bought a vinyl. He signed it, took pictures. It was a really good time. And I'll tell you more about that after I play some music. And I saw this band at Tropicalia yesterday, actually. Drove up all the way from LA last night and went to work this morning. And now I'm here playing some tunes for you guys. So here is TV Girl with Louise. I'm not afraid to There's my guy Thundercat with Them Changes. Definitely one of my favorite songs of Thundercat's of all time. Besides that one, it is Tron's song too, because it has the meows in it and it's all about cats. And Thundercat is another big cat fan such as myself. Shout out to Cat Dad, who I bumped into at Tropicalia yesterday. It's nice to see you. Gonna be putting up some of his music there shortly. And if you go to my YouTube, DJ Catanova, of course, you will find that I have some videos up of Paul Cherry and Pink Sox show that I went to on Friday. So, yeah, that's always fun. And I'm going to get into some more music until we get the special guest in the studio. Here's one of my favorite bands of all time. You love them. I love them. I love them very dearly, actually. Shout out to the girls up in Seattle. Here is Chastity Belt with Seattle Party, and I would like to go to a party in Seattle sometime soon, hopefully.
Thank you.
Perry Real Estate. I had to cut that song short because my in-studio guest is here. Everybody say hello to Sunny from Sunny in the Sunsets. What's going on, sir?
Hello. Hello out there. Things are good. Things are good. Just caught up with Cap Street. Haven't been on that street for a little bit.
Yeah. Look, it's a little weird out there. So I was just asking, so you are from the Bay Area originally, right?
Yeah.
Where'd you grow up at exactly?
Well, I was actually born in the Sunset, but around time to go to school, my parents moved up to Bolinas and Fairfax. And then I came, and I kind of traveled around after high school, and then I sort of came back to San Francisco like a lot of people in their 20s. So I grew up out here, but I was also kind of like, felt like one of those people that sort of moves here in their 20s too. I kind of had both.
I moved here a little bit late. I've only been here for 2 years. So I moved here when I was 31.
Yeah. From where?
From New York.
Oh yeah.
Born and raised Harlem.
Wow. Nice. Mm-hmm. I don't actually see that many transplants from New York these days. It seems like everybody's leaving San Francisco and not that many people coming in.
Yeah. It's because New York, we're a very proud bunch.
Yes.
But if we came out here during the wintertime, a lot of people will be like, you know what? I don't think I want to go back.
Yeah. Yeah.
So first and foremost, I have to say thank you for coming into the studio.
Yeah, thank
you. So this is the first time I'm actually meeting you, and you don't know me.
Yeah.
So my name is Brandon, a.k.a. DJ Catsanova. But essentially, you are one of the top 10 reasons that I am sitting here in the studio with you right now.
Really?
Yes.
Right on.
Because, so I work for Levi's.
Uh-huh.
And 5 years ago, when I first started working for them, like growing up in Harlem, the main music that I listened to was like rap and hip-hop.
Sure.
But then Levi's would play playlists, and two of your songs was always in rotation. Cheap Extensions.
Oh, wow.
And The Application.
Oh, wow.
And all the time, I was like, oh, my God. We weren't allowed to have phones, but I would, like, hide my phone and Shazam the song and listen to it later. And Cheap Extensions music video was one of my favorite music videos. Very brilliant, whoever did that.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I'll tell them. And, wow, that's amazing.
And also...
Oh, yeah, you have it.
If you could, yes, sir. I brought it, and I brought a magic marker.
This is the controversial record cover, too. I got some complaints about this one.
Oh, so tell us about it. What's wrong with it?
Well.
Is it Jesus cutting someone's head off? That's why I interpreted
it. It's not really supposed to be Jesus. It was just somebody in a sort of, you know, a kind of ashram, kind of, you know, cultish religious garb. You know, the sort of white kind of sheet-like clothes, you know, mm-hmm. that you would like associate with maybe a cult with like a Middle Eastern guru or something. You know what I mean?
Or Jesus.
And or Jesus. Yeah, basically.
But
like I got a couple. I mean, it wasn't hugely controversial, but I remember getting some complaints that like because beheading is... It's a terrible
frowned
thing.
Upon, yeah.
And it's controversial.
Yeah.
And to like, and you know, anytime you sort of depict it in some kind of record cover or painting, it makes you seem like you're glorifying it or something.
But yeah.
When you, there's no glorification here. It's just a painting of a decapitation. It was supposed to go, you know, with the title Talent Night at the Ashram. So like, you know, you could imagine, you know, like a friend who basically told me about this, she belonged to an ashram, and every like Thursday night was talent night. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, the people at the ashram would do whatever, like juggle or, you know, sing a song or whatever. And I thought it was funny if like your talent was beheading.
See, that's the thing about that, because your sense of humor is very different from other people. See, yeah. Mine, I thought it was funny, but then other people probably was like, not too keen on that.
Nah. Yeah, some people didn't like it.
But you could tell them, like, you can listen to the music. It's totally different from what's depicted in the picture.
Yeah.
So.
It's true.
Actually, so before we get into your new song, I'm actually going to play Cheap Extensions. So all right. This is my favorite song by Sunny in the Sunsets.
Oh.
One of the reasons why I am a DJ for you guys. And here is Cheap Extensions by Sunny in the Sunsets. So happy to have you in the studio to play this.
Oh, man, thank you so much.
Thank you. to you. I saw you in the
That was Cheap Extensions by Sonny and the Sunsets, whom I have the opportunity to have in the studio currently.
Right here.
So now I have to ask you a question about that song.
Okay.
Is it Tegan or is it Tina?
Tina.
Tina. Okay. So if you go look on the lyrics, it says Tegan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I wonder who wrote the lyrics.
And I was like, is it Tegan? I know sometimes, with production and stuff, Tegan. It changes it. And I was like, I wonder if it's Tegan. So now I got that clarified. It's Tina, not Tegan.
It's Tina. Yeah.
Is Tina a real person?
Tina is a real person that did have extensions, although I don't know that they were cheap. That was kind of like supposed to be a
That one was a joke, not this, the cover, but that was a joke.
It was trying to be poetic, you know. It was supposed to be like a double meaning, you know, like cheap extensions that somebody wears in their hair, and then Tina, give me your cheap extensions, like your little, extend our relationship just a little bit, you know, one more weekend, you know, like, you know, the little extensions you get with somebody, you know, here and there.
That's a nice extension.
Yeah.
So tell us about this new compilation album that you just put out.
Yeah, Hot, Sick, Vile, and Fun. Well, I started this label, Rocks in Your Head Records, and I wanted to put out other artists. You know, I didn't want to start a record label just for myself, just to put out my own stuff. That seemed kind of boring. So I wanted to do something bigger than that. And so once I started it, I was kind of looking around for bands and, you know, doing what a label does, which is just kind of keeping your eyes open and your ears open to artists that might need help and need a record and putting out a record and stuff like that. And I was listening to like some bands in New York, and there was a band, I have, you know, some friends in Australia. I was thinking about putting their stuff out, and then I kind of realized like maybe I should just start small, you know, start in my own backyard. And so I kind of started looking around at what was happening in San Francisco, and quite frankly, I had kind of I'm a bit of a shut-in, you know, and just do my own thing and my own art, and not like a big socialite. And so I kind of had lost touch with what was happening in San Francisco, even though I live here. And so then once I started kind of paying attention, I kind of discovered that there was a lot of bands around that were making music that I like. So the making a compilation, I just kind of slowly started inviting whoever I heard that was cool. And pretty soon we had more than, you know, there was way more bands than I could put on an actual LP. And it was fun to kind of produce it as well. Like I had the bands come in to my friend's little garage studio, and we would cut a couple of tunes and pick the best one and stuff. And for the most part, I think there was mixed results, but it seemed like most bands were pretty stoked on it. So that's really the incarnation of this record.
All right. Is it going to be, I guess, a volume two with more bands?
I hope so. I mean, you know, some of the problems with labels is you need money.
Yep.
And
don't we all?
My, you know, I raised a little money to put out stuff, but, you know, not enough, like, forever. So I don't know. I don't know what the future holds, I guess, as far as what can be put out and what can't. But yeah, volume one. I mean, there's enough music here to put out,
yeah,
you know, 100 volumes. So I feel like there should be more of these.
Oh, we got 17 tracks on there. That's a lot for an album, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And no one listens to 17 tracks anymore in a row.
I do. When I get an album, I listen to it from the start to begin, from the start to finish.
That is admirable.
Yes.
Because that is a lost art in itself.
It is. Because I make playlists every Friday, so I'm constantly listening to the music.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'll hear one song and I'll base like cheap extensions. I'm like, all right, this is the vibe of I want to go with for the playlist. And I'll just keep listening to music, and I'm like, all right, this matches this one, and I'll just like be picking and pacing. So now I have another album that I can listen to.
That's good, because it is definitely a lost. I kind of feel like music's gone back to maybe in the 50s, people listened to just singles.
Yeah, yep.
And now it's kind of singles again in a way.
Mm-hmm. I came up with a quote yesterday as I was driving back from L.A., so make sure if you say this, you quote me on it, that there are millions of songs that you've never heard that you probably love.
Yeah, probably.
Because from like artists, like independent local artists, it probably have songs out that I would love, but I'd never heard them before. Or they're just playing them at home and nobody's ever heard them.
Yeah.
Or maybe on this LP right now.
I feel like it's just blown out of the water. Like there's more music than there ever was accessible, you know?
Mm-hmm. So actually, what song from this album should we play? We can play a few actually, but what should we start with?
What's track two? I forgot. Is it Galore?
Yeah. Nope. That's
one of my
lemon tea.
Yeah, yeah. That's one of my favorites.
Oh, Galore the artist, yeah.
Yeah, right. We're putting their record out.
All right, so Galore, I hope you're listening right now to DJ Casanova and Sunny. We're going to play your song, Lemon Tea. So everybody check it out. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at DJ Casanova. You want to throw your handle in there?
Oh, yeah. Rocks in your head on Instagram.
And this is Lemon Tea by Galore. So that there was Lemon Tea by Galore, like that track. Already in my head, I have a playlist that I'm going to add that to. Like I said, I'm constantly curating music as I'm going. So yeah, so, and then this Thursday.
This Thursday is the Rocks in Your Head Revenge Fest, basically. Revenge Night, because for those of you who might have even been out there who were paying attention to that, I was going to have a festival, a big festival at this nice amphitheater out in the East Bay in Orinda at the Shakespeare grounds. Basically had this huge, they basically, you know, we proposed to have a festival there and they went for it. And we were going to, we had kind of a large budget to get a bunch of bands and that yada, yada, yada. But it was too way out there in Orinda. The promoters kind of got scared. They basically canceled the festival like 3 days before it happened. What? It was kind of tragic for me. I fled the country and went to Central America.
Did you really?
I don't know if fled is really the right word. I had already planned on going to visit a friend down there, but of course, when I had bought the tickets, I thought it was going to be a nice victory lap after the successful festival. Instead, it was like, oh, my dreams were crushed. But it was sad. It was kind of sad. And so one of my friends who has been helping me from the beginning owns the Balboa Theater. And he said, let's do it at the theater. It'll be better anyway, because
it's in the Bay.
It's San Francisco. It's San Francisco. A lot of the bands are from the Sunset and out of Richmond. And because I think a lot of musicians have kind of relocated out of the Mission out there, because it's still actually cheaper than the Mission and stuff. So, yeah, Balboa Theater, Thursday night, 7 to midnight. 5 or 6 of the bands on the compilation are playing. There's going to be a tarot card reader.
Will there be drinks and food?
There's drinks and food. There's probably like a dumbest dance contest. There's a DJ. There's my girlfriend's doing bang trims. You know, you can get your bangs trimmed.
We got a lot going on. So, I mean, if you're not doing anything on Thursday night, or if you are, cancel your plans and come to the Balboa Theater this Thursday.
And it's a fun place to see music, too, because it is a movie theater, and they have a little stage, and they project film on, you know, above the bands. And it's just, it's like, San Francisco needs places like this. It's kind of underground. It's not your basic just divey bar, you know.
Cool. I've never been to the Balboa Theater, so
it's cool. It's fun.
And I just checked my calendar, and I do not work on Thursday, so I think I know where I'm going to be at on Thursday night.
All right, do it.
So, what's another band that's going to be there this Thursday? We'll give them some airplay.
April Magazine which is on that compilation. They might be track 10 or 11.
Number 12. April Magazine, and the song is called Always. So, San Francisco, not even just San Francisco, the whole Bay Area. If you are in town this Thursday from 7 p.m. to 12 a.m., come out to the Balboa Theater to see Sunny and also bands like this. This is April Magazine, and this is Always, and this is DJ Casanova, and this is Alley Cat Radio.
DeMarco, hope rest was peaceful, and thank you for tuning into this blessed radio station here.
So, for a second album, I'm going to play one song from my friends, Hit Me Harold. They're pretty good. You can let me know what you think of them.
Okay.
I'm going to play... So, I'll give you an option. Shooting Blanks or...
Symbiosis.
All right, so here's Hit Me Harold with Symbiosis.
So very soon. It's a pathetic
For the most part, yeah. It was like, no, they're all like your kind of music,
right,
for the most
right.
part. So TV Girl was there, Goth Babe was there, Home Shake was there. Awesome. It was like a lot of big names that was there.
Right.
Yeah. So we got about 7 minutes left in the show. I want to thank Sonny for coming into the studio.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Make sure, tell them about the show again Thursday, one more
Thursday
time.
Night, Balboa Theater, 7 to midnight, bunch of bands from San Francisco, bunch of fun stuff. 7 to midnight, Balboa, Thursday.
Music, food, drinks, and ladies or gentlemen, if you want to get your bangs trimmed.
Bang trims, tarot, you can get a tarot reading.
That'll all be happening this Thursday at the Balboa Theater. So, I think I may have time for two more songs, but if I don't, I'm going to start with your song first.
All right.
So we talked about Drug Lake or Ghost Days, and I think I'm going to go, let's go with Ghost Days.
Okay.
So go ahead and tell us about this album.
Ghost Days or Hairdressers from Heaven. Well, my girlfriend is a hairdresser, so Hairdressers from Heaven was a kind of a no-brainer. But yeah, I started making it here in San Francisco, and then it was kind of half an album, sort of. It wasn't really realized too much. And I connected with James Mercer of The Shins, who's up in Portland. And I just said, hey, do you want to produce a record? And he said, yeah. And so I kind of took some of the songs I had already made down here with some friends, and we added to them and then made more in his sort of, he just has a barn out back of his house, you know, with recording equipment in it. And, you know, he's very casual. Him and his friend Yuki both kind of were the producers. It was basically us three really just sort of making the record together. It was quite nice. He had kind of like a guest bedroom above his studio in the back of his barn. So I just stayed in Portland for a week in this guest room and
woke up, recorded.
I would go on a walk in the morning, kind of wait till they woke up because I didn't want to be rude, but I was more excited, you know. And I was obviously there like on a mission.
Yeah.
By noon or so, it was just a lot of Tecates, like a lot of, it was just a very beer afternoon kind of music.
No, oh, you know? All right. Well then, let's get into it. This here is Ghost Days. And offers his album, Hairdressers from Heaven. Check it out.
Looking for the dog.
So that there was Ghost Days by Sunny and the Sunsets. Thank you, sir, for coming in today.
Yeah, thank you.
And I will be there Thursday at the Barbell Theater from 7 p.m. to 12 a.m. to watch you. What's the side band you have?
The Gonks. Yeah.
You and then everybody else that'll be there.
Yeah.
And if I had bangs, I would get them trimmed. But unfortunately, I do not.
Yeah.
But thank you for coming such short notice.
Yeah,
I appreciate it. Thank you for the autograph. And we got to take a picture before we head out of here. Sure. Thank you guys for listening. DJ Catanova. I will see you guys next week, same time, same place, Mondays 2 to 3 p.m. Follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Spotify, Apple Music, all that jazz, at DJ Catanova. Peace.